Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
I want more to feel all green and tell them that we love them.
I've looked at clear cuts and burnt forest and I felt outraged.
We are the crowning glory of God's creation, and all of nature was made for us. Nature is more productive because of us, not less.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
And just in case you are not convinced, the world around you is going absolutely bonkers in a post-reality world.
As the world turns
into an insane asylum, we have your proof right here on Wretched Radio. Look at me, Jimmy. I hit my post.
You did a great job.
You are dealing with a radio professional in here. By the way, are you vaping in there?
No, I'm not vaping.
It's the weirdest. I'm looking at your image on my computer screen, and you've got a green screen behind you or something.
Well, I need a green screen.
So you're doing it again. You move your mouth and your teeth. It looks like the smoke is coming out of your mouth. And by the way, do you know the answer to this little mystery called vaping? When you drive by these people and they take a hit on their vape machine, have you noticed the staggering amount of mist that comes out of them? It seems like it's more than cigarette smoke. It's like they're the power chimney at the plant on the other side of town. It's just what is it anyway that goes, what is that? Just vapor?
I have no idea, but I hear that it's like 10 times as addictive as cigarettes.
Well, and you're doing it apparently, because I'm telling you, keep opening your mouth. It's the weirdest looking thing, dude. Jimmy's vaping. I wouldn't tell anybody, though. Your secret is safe with me. Let's get to the nuttiness that is our world. Not so we can gloat, not so that we can feel better about ourselves or get just annoyed, but to remember a couple of things. One, they're lost. They're pagans that are acting like pagans. Hey, wait a second. If I were really a radio professional, Jimmy, I would have hit this.
The pagans are acting like pagans again.
Yeah, but I didn't do that, so I kind of just canceled myself. Can you do that? Hey, that's kind of a... If you want to be cutting edge, could you cancel yourself? You know, I just said something about vaping that I find so offensive, I'm not going to let myself talk anymore. I'm going to fire me. I'm going to say bad things about me on the internet. Huh? That'd be kind of cool. Cancel yourself.
Before anybody else does.
Well, I just like being hip and relevant. Let's get to the world turning into an insane asylum right before our very eyes so that we can respond with what they need. They need what you and I need. Do you know where we would be right now if we were not tethered to the truth of God's word? We would be floating away. We would be singing in the same pagan chorus. We'd be doing the same dopey things that our world is doing. Why? Because they're lost, which is probably the best place to start. This happened to me in the Christian Post. I guess it was designed to take a shot at Joe Biden and his followers, but the reality is our entire nation got smeared with this particular poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. The headline says 63% of Biden voters reject that God is all-powerful, perfect, and just. Well, okay. Yeah, see all those people there. Oh, forget it. Then they go into the details, and it's Democrats, it's Republicans. Our country does not understand who God is. While 65% of Biden voters describe themselves as Christian, 56% said they see themselves as spiritual but not religious. And 57% said they're deeply committed to practicing their religion. Most of the Biden voters held views that were at odds, however, with teachings of Christianity. And while I could read that and go, yeah, I knew it. It's really no better on the other side of the aisle. Here's the stats. 63% of Biden voters reject the notion that God is all-powerful, all-knowing, perfect, and the just creator of the universe who rules that universe today. Well, you have to if you want to live autonomously. 72% said they believe that a person is generally good. Of course you do. In fact, you think you're so good, you think you're the one who should write the rules for everyone. Every man will profess his own goodness with his mouth. 72% admitting how all of us feel. We all feel like we're good. Some are actually just willing to say it. They also think that if you do good enough, you're going to earn your place in heaven. The default position of humanity. Only 30% agree that the Bible is the actual or inspired word of God and contains no errors. 30%. Now, those are the Biden supporters. And it goes on and on and on. But you start getting into everybody in this country, and the reality is the whole nation is that way. 75% of Biden voters believe that identifying moral truth is up to each individual. And there are no moral absolutes. Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. They're postmodern. Among all adults, 67% said the same. So it's 75% of liberals, but 60% of the whole country. Morals are defined by ourselves. Why? Because of Romans 1. We define what is true. Why? Because we don't want God sitting in his chair. We believe that that throne belongs to us. Why? Because we want to live any way that we want to live. And we can write the rules to conform to our own morality. Why? So I can try to sleep at night? These stats just keep getting badder and badder. When asked if they believe all religious faiths are of equal value, 68% of Biden voters answered in the affirmative. What about the all-adult category? 62%. Trump voters, 56%. The numbers aren't that vast. In other words, even on people who claim to be Christian, their theology is horrible. Horrible. Are we shocked when the predominant movement in evangelical Christianity, led by silly centers, we were doing the history of evangelical Christianity for Wretched TV last week? And I said something like, should we be shocked when the evangelical church has become a circus, literally? And during the break, Sebastian said, what did you mean literally? That the evangelical church has literally become a circus, like with elephants and nets? Yes. Yes, that's what I mean. Literally. Go ahead. Go to the Google machine. Take out your YouTube device and type in the word church circus. Enjoy. I mean, of course, if you think it's appropriate viewing for a Christian with the twerking that was done by the worship leader and the dystopia, you know, they're spinning up in the air and it's all weird and creepy. That's church. Sebastian was a little bit shocked. It's a mega church. By the way, I'm not sure, but I think that's the clip that we watched anyway. I think that was the mega church, a big one. Huge. They've got multiple campuses, tens of thousands of people, where the youth pastor put the peanut butter in his armpits and had the kids lick it out. That's what's going on in youth group. Are we surprised now at these statistics? Are we stunned? Really? That people who go to church think like postmoderns, post-reality people? Shouldn't be. All religious faiths are of equal value, they claim. All truth is valid, is valid truth. The idea that only those who have confessed their sins and accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior will go to heaven when they die has 15% support among Biden voters. Boo! Hiss! But only 24% among all adults. Oh, that's it? Only 9 points more? It's not good is the point, so I'm not sure why they decided to aim it at Joe Biden's followers when the reality is the whole country is just downright lost, lost, lost. Their understanding of theology? Tragic. Now, at this moment, a lesser talk show host would probably throw in a plug for Road Trip to Truth, available at wretched.org/roadtrip.
But not you.
I would not do that. How tacky would that be?
Tacky.
Very tacky. So please do not let me tell you to go to wretched.org/roadtrip to see a 13-episode series with study guide that will introduce your youth to Christian truth. And if, by the way, I'm not trying to take a poke at you, because that would be, once again, a lesser talk show host who would do that. You go to a good church, most likely your youth group is not engaging on the subjects that your kids are getting hammered with every single day in junior high or high school. Double dog dare you to test me, but I won't, because
you're above that.
That would definitely be bad. very, very bad. Here's one for you to chew on. All right, I want you to ponder this one. And let's then see what you would say as the talk show host. There was an article that was published in The Hill in December by somebody named Reshma Saujani, the founder and CEO of Girls Who Code, calling on the Biden administration to implement a monthly means-tested $2,400 monthly payment to the women who are the bedrock of our economy and our society. Do you know who she's talking about? That's right. Moms that are staying home, petitioning the government to start paying them a salary, potentially $2,400 per month. Now, stay-at-home mom, stop giggling, because I know that's woefully underpaid if we were going to put your duties onto any sort of economic scale. I know. But here's my question for you. Is this a good idea? Or is this a bad idea? Is this something that we should encourage our government to do? Or, like so many things our government does, what seems like a good idea when you dig down just a little bit is a total stinker, which will actually undermine the actual institution that they presumably want to encourage? Next on Wretched Radio.
Hey, thank you so much for being here at Wretched Radio today. We certainly appreciate each and every one of you who take time to tune in and listen on a daily basis. And we also appreciate each and every one of you who are gospel partners. You can partner with Wretched right now to save the lost. As a matter of fact, the more you give, the more we're always able to give away. Wretched relies on the kindness and generosity of God's people, just like you. We're members in good standing of the ECFA. In other words, we can't waste your money, even if we wanted to, which we don't and never would. Get all the information right now on becoming a gospel partner at wretched.org/donate. Your faithful and consistent support will help Wretched reach millions of people all around the world. 83% of every dollar you give goes directly to ministry. You can give either at wretched.org/donate, or you can text the word Wretched to 44321. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel.
Numbers. Who doesn't love numbers? Okay, I don't, and maybe you don't either, but you are going to be thrilled at these statistics from preborn.org. Since 2007, there have been over 500,000 pregnancy tests. Whoa. 42,000 women have professed faith in Jesus Christ, and over 123,000 babies' lives were saved. You can have a direct impact on the battle for life in a country that is increasingly opposed to life. While the government is busy trying to take the lives of more children, you and I can be saving babies and saving mommies, because Preborn, they provide free ultrasounds, and they also preach the gospel. Babies get saved, and so do mommies. Would you please help grow these numbers by supporting Preborn? You can do that at preborn.org/wretched, preborn.org/wretched.
Well, are you tired of all the chewed up furniture in your house? Would you like to get your new puppy trained? Well, we cannot help you with that, but what we can do is improve your marriage, help you become a better parent, help to improve your theology, and help you to learn to control your emotions, all with our new Wretched Bible Studies, which were derived from our resources Drive by Marriage, Drive by Parenting, Drive by Theology, Jesus Unmasked, and Stressed Out. These studies are perfect for youth groups, adult Bible studies, and of course, your own personal Bible studies at home. Get one or all of these studies right now at wretched.org/study. That's wretched.org/study. Now, while we can't do anything about your dog chewing the leg off your couch, what we can do is help you learn how to react more biblically to that. So just go to wretched.org/study. That's wretched.org/study.
Important dates in Christian history. 1545. The Council of Trent opens. Called by the Roman Catholic Church in response to the Reformation, it addressed abuses in the Catholic Church and further entrenched dogmas concerning the authority of the Pope, the need for works in salvation, and the saving nature of the Mass. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Jimmy? Did you see what I did there?
What's that?
That was a good old-fashioned radio teaser.
Yeah, that was good.
I am a radio professional.
A pro.
Got that done. This is Wretched Radio, demonstrating time after time, again and again. We are radio professionals. You be the host if you think you can do better. What is your commentary on a movement that went from a newspaper article all the way now to the halls of Congress, where there are some officials that are saying, yeah, we kind of like that idea. Let's talk about it and see if we can push it forward. Paying stay-at-home moms for their service to their kids. $2,400 a month. It's a laughable fee if you want to really take minimum wage. Okay, let's just do that, shall we? If you work 40 hours a week, I know, stay-at-home mom, stop laughing. If you work 40 hours a week, that's 2,080 hours per year, all right? So 2,080, what's the minimum wage, Jimmy?
Well, they just hiked it up.
Did they?
Well, the House left it in the...
Yeah, but it's tripping up in the Senate, apparently.
Right.
So we'll just go with the reality. What is it?
Is it 750?
Okay, fine. I think it's 775, but we'll go with 750. That's $15,600. All right, so the stay-at-home mom works what? How many hours? Like, all day? Never off? Waking, sleeping? Like Willie Nelson and Elvis before, the kids are always on her mind. $2,400 a month. Okay. Furthermore, is there another problem with this? Because historically, you might be tempted to think it's not a terrible idea. After all, when the government decided to get involved in marriage, I see. When the government decided that marriage is a really good institution and they decided to provide incentives to our culture, you'll get tax breaks. You will perhaps have different advantages by getting married and staying married because we think it's really important. So the government entered into the marriage business and the first page in your Bible got torn out because that's the place where you used to get married by a pastor, not by the authority that was given to him by the state, but by the pastor himself as a lifelong covenant relationship. Now we go to the state, we get ourselves a license to get married if you want the bennies, and then you file jointly and you can get some tax breaks. And you get other bennies, whatever they happen to be today. That's what the government did then. And you think, well, that's a good thing. They're supporting marriage. Why not pay stay-at-home moms to raise their children and nurture them? Well, I think that's the first problem right there. That when the government gets involved in your home and starts paying you to parent, you don't think that they might, I don't know, reach a little further and tell you how to do it? So if you take that money, guess who your boss is, mom? The government is your boss. You have not made a massive sacrifice because you love your children. You do not live in a home where you and your husband go about the business of making the decisions of raising your children. No, sirree, Bob. You've got yourself an employer, and it's the government. Don't think for a second they won't tell you how to do your job. Or they won't reach in the most absurd things that you can't even at this point imagine. But I don't know that that's the only problem. Stay-at-home moms, women who nurture their children, this is not a job. That's what they're calling it. This individual who is the CEO of Girls Who Code, who's calling on the Biden administration, is calling it a job. Each day, she writes, about 45 million women in this country show up to a job where they regularly work overtime, are paid nothing, and get no time off. Okay, well, exaggeration aside, their job title is mother. It's time to pay them for their labor. That is a cheapening of the institution of motherhood. Is there nothing in this world that is bigger than employment and getting a paycheck? That's it? That's the only way we measure what is good and noble in this country? What happened to a mom just, I don't know, loving her children more than herself? Seeking to train up the child in the fear and admonition of the Lord, and the reward is eternal? Or the blessing of just doing what is good and right? By the way, if you do not subscribe to our Wretched newsletter, would encourage you to do that, and you'll understand why this is a segue. Visit wretched.org to do that. The newsletter that will be coming out any moment is about the blessings of obedience. That there is blessing in obedience. Oh wait, no, hold on a second. You're telling me that this is some sort of prosperity religion you're preaching? Now do stuff and then God's going to bless you? Well, I'm saying, yeah, that's the way it works, but that's not prosperity preaching. Prosperity preaching is give money to God and he gives you a cash return. That's just anti-biblical. There's nowhere in the Bible you can even find that. Nevertheless, the rest of the Bible would make it very clear. The blessings that God offers tend to be things that are kind of commonsensical. It's a reaping and sowing, but mostly it's an internal thing. Think about, for instance, I think I used this example in the newsletter. A man who doesn't watch pornography. Is there a blessing in that? Yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of blessings in that. The blessing, for instance, would be your relationships don't crumble. You don't become a shell of a human being. You don't find yourself doing more and more depraved things. You don't find yourself walking around with a cloud of guilt. You don't find yourself having sexual dysfunction because you are doing something really perverted regularly and it's twisting you inside. You don't get any of in other words, you're blessed by being obedient. Then that there's blessing to that. Furthermore, have you ever been obedient and experienced the joy that comes from it? Tell me that isn't longer lasting than the sin you were going to commit. Tell me that when you did not reject your flesh's desires to do something wicked, that it didn't feel good to not sin. Why? Because there's blessings in obedience. Now, there's a number of Bible verses that you can cite with that. I would simply take you to Psalm chapter 1, which, by the way, there's a reason that Psalm chapter 1 is Psalm chapter 1. It really offers the trajectory of the entire book in the Bible, that overall, by being obedient to God, there is blessing. You know the psalm, don't you? Blessed is the man who walks in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. When you don't sin, you're blessed. That's a joy that comes from being obedient. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. So when you do what is right, you're delighted. Ah, this is good. It feels good. Denying myself, doing what God wants. It has a good feeling to it. Oh, wait a second. And regularly it provides blessings? You mean, I wanted to goof around and watch Netflix all night, but I decided to study for my final exam? And I got a good grade? Huh. And I got a good job with higher pay? Look at the blessings that come from obedience. It is not a perfect formula. That's prosperity preaching. That's nonsense. God has other activities and things that he is doing. But overall, which is, by the way, what the Proverbs teach, that when you are wise, when you're obedient, when you do what is smart, according to the Bible, you're blessed. Good things tend to happen. You say, I need more Bible verses. I say, okay, how's about, children, obey your parents as in the Lord. This is the first commandment with a promise. What's the promise? Things will go well with you. Child, be obedient. You're going to be shocked at how pleasant your home becomes. Your horrible parents, so you think, might not be so crabby if you were obedient, did what you were told. Why? Because there is blessing in obedience. Mom, maybe you are so exhausted. Maybe you have been so drubbed by the world's message that what you do, well, it's not as important as working. And so they desire to make stay-at-home momness more valuable by simply putting a dollar sign on it. Sorry, world, you've got it wrong again. This is fraught with problems. The idea that we're going to elevate motherhood by turning it into a job, by turning it into a labor, diminishes the office itself. And furthermore, in a sense, it just... it robs it of what makes it so sweet and special. Come on, little child. I need to change your filthy diaper because mommy's on the clock. It sure doesn't seem as glorious as the mommy who cleans another foul diaper because she just loves that child, loves the Lord, wants to show the love that's been shown to her, wants to train up a child to love Jesus the way that she does. Now, put a price tag on that, and it is absolutely determined to be invaluable. Anytime the government pokes its nose into a realm that the Bible speaks on, it always makes it a hash. Stay at it, Mom. You're doing a good service to the Lord. This is Wretched Radio.
This is Wretched Radio, and I am Jimmy Hicks. A Canadian church is currently raising funds after the Ontario Superior Court of Justice fined it $83,000 for holding an in-person service in January, which violated the nation's COVID-19 restrictions. Pastor Jacob Rome, who has been leading Trinity Bible Chapel since 2009, explained in a blog post that the church held a Sunday service on January 24th after the court ordered the church a few days prior not to hold services exceeding 10 people. Despite violating the order, Rome contended that holding the service was done, quote, out of love for God and neighbor. Risking reputation and financial viability to offer eternal hope and warm Christian fellowship to a world in despair is an act of love that I'm certain Jesus smiles upon. As per the fine, Rome explained that he and another pastor, William Sherman, were both fined $5,000, another pastor fined $4,000, and the church elders will owe $3,000 each. The church itself was fined $15,000 and was also ordered to pay $45,000 to cover the legal expenses of the Ministry of the Attorney General. According to the Ministry of the Attorney General, it took attorneys 104 hours to prosecute Trinity Bible Church for hosting the service on January 24th. The church pled guilty in legal proceedings and must now pay the hefty fine. Michigan-based evangelical adoption organization Bethany Christian Services has announced that they're now beginning to provide services to LGBTQ parents and same-sex couples nationwide. According to the New York Times, the announcement came on Monday through an email to over 1,500 staff members, which was signaled by the organization's president and chief executive, Chris Pulaski. The announcement of the major Christian adoption agency read, quote, "We will now offer services with the love and compassion of Jesus to the many types of families who exist in our world today. We're taking an all-hands-on-deck approach where we are welcome." According to the report, this service will be provided to same-sex couples and LGBTQ parents, quote, "effective immediately," a major change for the organization, which traces its roots back to 1944 when it began as the Bethany Christian Home that soon moved to a 13-acre property in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where its current headquarters are located. It was only in 1951 when the nonprofit earned its child placement license and began serving as an adoption agency. From the beginning, the goal of the major Christian adoption agency was to, quote, "demonstrate the love and compassion of Jesus Christ by protecting and enhancing the lives of children and families through quality social services," end quote. The major Christian adoption agency has offices in 32 states and by 2019 had facilitated 3,406 foster placements and 1,123 adoptions. Today, they're extending their services to the LGBTQ community, including same-sex couples, which find new protections and new rights under the controversial Equality Act. So now does the organization need to remove Christian from its name? Things we ponder on. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.
Know your church fathers. Irenaeus was an apologist and disciple of Polycarp, who was a disciple of the Apostle John. He served as the Bishop of Lyon and wrote against heresies, a refutation of Gnosticism and Docetism, in which he demonstrated the coherence and necessity of the Incarnation. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
It's nice to see that book burning is alive and well. This is Wretched Radio. It is almost certain you saw that Amazon is not carrying every book that is available. Not every book makes the Amazon standard for being sold through their platform. So what are they doing? They're burning them electronically. You are seeing what I am certain people that are liberal have decried. Oh, they burn books. That they burned Balzac. They burned books that had... They burned Machiavelli because they didn't want the word out. Those Neanderthal Christians doing those terrible things. In the meantime, Amazon is burning books electronically by not allowing them to be sold on their platform, which is akin to the very same thing as burning a piece of paper. They're not allowing people to read it. This book happened to be a book on transgender issues, and so it is. Amazon decided, we're just not going to carry When Harry Became Sally, which is kind of a funny title. By the way, they do continue to carry Let Harry Become Sally, a response to the book that they won't actually carry. That seems really fair, doesn't it? And a little bit obscure. Ryan Anderson from the Heritage Foundation wrote, When Harry Became Sally, responding to the transgender moment in 2018, it was deemed by the Amazon experts, you know, the 19-year-olds that they hire to do these types of things, that book shouldn't be there. Therefore, we're going to take it out, but we will leave in Let Harry Become Sally, responding to the anti-transgender moment, written by, doesn't make any difference, book burning, censoring. It's happening. By the way, can you think of a book that you maybe hold dear and near to your heart that talks about these issues in a way that maybe the progressives wouldn't be very fond of? Jimmy, any book that you maybe even read, I don't know, this morning?
The Bible?
That could be the one right there.
Yeah, that could be it.
No, they're not going to burn Bibles. No, they'll never ban Bibles. You mean like China? Is that what you mean? Like those people are? Well, that's China. And why don't you tell me what makes China different than the human beings who are in power here? Perhaps more sophisticated, but not all that much different. In the meantime, in California, who always gets hurt in a progressive culture? Who always gets hurt in a godless society? There are two people groups, women, children. Always, always, always. Case in point, a California judge decides to allow a gay throuple. You heard me, a gay throuple to be named as legal parents of two kids. A throuple. Three men shacking up. Somehow we're able to adopt a couple of kids. And the California judge said, yes, that throuple should be able to have all of those. They're all, because you know why? Get ready for this. This is just going to make your head go. Imagine if one of the three parents couldn't visit their child when they were in the hospital. Can you imagine what? Does that ever happen? Have you ever had trouble getting in to see somebody in the hospital? I guess it could happen. You know, only close family. Well, I am. And you could go in. What is this whole ruse? We couldn't visit each other in the hospital. Therefore, we have to be married. Okay. We've seen that one before. Congratulations, California. Hey, yeah. California isn't on a slippery slope as much as they're in a bobsled at the Olympics. And wow, are their tracks oiled or whatever it is that they do to go fast? The track is perfect temperature and they are just careening downhill, aren't they? Will it ever crash? Yeah, it is. It crashes on people all the time. It crashes on those children. How's about the mother of those children? I mean, where are they in all of this? Bad laws hurt people. And the front of the line, it is almost always going to be women and children. Hey, more news from California. If you happen to be a department store and you have the audacity to put the boys' toys in the boys' toy aisles, $1,000 fine for you. They're considering this bill. Stores would not have to change their products, but the products could not be displayed based on how they've been marketed for either girls or for boys. So you've got to put the Barbies next to the building blocks, next to the trucks and the guns. Do they sell guns at the department stores? at the toy stores anymore. This is an issue of children being able to express themselves without bias. Wow. California. In the meantime, many toy makers have been updating their classic brands in recent years, hoping to relate to today's kids and reflect more modern families. Jimmy.
Yes.
Have you read this story yet?
I have not.
Oh, good. Then you are a perfect little guinea pig for this test. When you were a child,
yeah.
Did you ever play with trucks?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did it ever cause you to think about your gender in any way, shape, or form?
I don't think so.
No. Mm-hmm. Did you ever, I don't know, play with Mr. Potato Head?
Yeah.
Did you ever feel that that was sexist in any way, shape, or form?
Never did.
Well, it is now, Pally.
It is.
It's just Potato Head now. Just no more Mr. Potato Head.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you have any sisters?
I did not.
No. Do you know any girls ever?
Yeah, just a few.
Did any of them ever play with Mr. Potato Head? Did they ever feel like it was somehow sexist and they felt left out because it was Mr. Potato Head?
I never heard that argument.
Well, see how dumb they were. Now it's clear that Mr. Potato Head was somehow sexist because Mr. Potato Head is now just Potato Head. I don't know what they're going to do with Toy Story reruns.
Oh, my.
Hasbro announced this week it's giving the Mr. Potato Head a gender-neutral new name, Potato Head. You know what? Wasn't there a Mrs. Potato Head, too?
Yeah, I think so.
What's the issue? Are we making Ms. Potato Head? And we won't put the two potatoes into the same toy chest because we wouldn't want them, you know, resting together. That's the world that we are living in right now. Boy, Mom and Dad, you're up against it. I got to tell you something. You are so up against this, Mom and Dad. The challenges that you face to raise your kids in this, I'll tell you, I do not opt for the Benedict option, courtesy of Rod Dreher. I do not recommend that we do the unbiblical thing of going into monasteries and cloistering ourselves away from the world, but I would encourage you, get involved with your local church. You need support. Forget a village. You need a church. Now you've got the world doing this to your kids. And I'm telling you, it's getting in. I don't care how protective you are. This message, it gets in over and over again into your kids' noggins. It's bound to happen. You cannot keep it out. And please, if you try to protect them from everything, most likely you're going to be raising a really geeky kid. Be careful. They do need to be in this world too. But I do believe that you need some support and some other voices talking to your kids. The message to your kids right now regarding you is you are worthless. You're dumb. You don't know what you're doing. You're antiquated. You're out of date. And as soon as your kid can break away, they're gonna. And believe me, they're not gonna wait till they're 18. It's gonna start right after puberty or during it. And that is why so many parents go through the nightmare teenage years. Because the world has spoken to their flesh and they listened. Who is telling your kid otherwise? Who besides you, because let's be honest, the first Bible verse you had your kid memorize was Ephesians 6:1. Who besides you is telling your kid to honor you? And by the way, it's kind of hard to teach your kid to do that. I mean, you can and you should. But hey, son, I just wanted you to know, you really do need to be honoring me. How's about if I say that to your kid and you say that to mine? And how's about we do that for one another? And if we are not in a local church together, you're just outgunned. You can't get enough messages into your kids. You would have to, frankly, be constantly all day long lecturing your kid. All right, this is what the world says and it's dumb. And the world says this and it's dumb. You need support. You need help. And this is one more reason why I've got to tell you something. We better start getting ourselves committed to our local churches. We better start having other Christians surrounding us and helping us. And I'm going to speak into your kid's life and vice versa so that they can also see this is a sweet place. So often, they never see the beauty of Christianity demonstrated. Sometimes the home can be acrimonious, and they never get plugged in enough to a good church to see the beauty of believers that love one another and sacrifice for one another. And so they think that Christian faith, it's something that, yeah, my parents ascribe to that, but I haven't rendered a verdict yet, and I certainly have not been given compelling evidence to say I'm all in for that. We need each other. And as we are increasingly going to be marginalized, and we already are, the kids are being spoken at the toy store now. They go to school and they're teaching 5 and 6 year olds how to use prophylactic devices. You've got schools that are encouraging. I just saw Megyn Kelly. Her 8-year-old kid was being encouraged for weeks to become a girl. Their son being encouraged to become. And that's going on with your kid too. We are in the world. We're not of the world. But if you are not in a local church, and I mean in deep, I got to tell you, it won't be long before the world gets a hold of your kid and you are saying bye-bye and weeping. This is Wretched Radio. Yes, you're busy, but I suspect you could spare 2 minutes if it saved you $500 a month. Please call MediShare for 120 seconds. They will give you a quote on affordable biblical health sharing, an alternative to health insurance. You get free telehealth services, a huge network of doctors, customer support, people praying for you, and 400,000 members sharing one another's health burdens. That is what MediShare is about. And on average, you will save, whether you are a single or a family, $500 per month. It will take you 2 minutes to make a phone call and find out how you could be saving and have peace of mind. Got 2 minutes? Call 844-34-BIBLE. 844-34-BIBLE.
Back to the old to-do list again. Let's see. Climb Mount Everest? Check. Snorkeling with the dolphins? Check. Skydiving? Check. So what's left for me to do? And I guess I can become a Wretched Gospel Partner. Yep, if that's not already checked off on your life's to-do list, it's really easy to do. All you do is head over to wretched.org/donate and partner with Wretched to reach the lost. Become a monthly gospel partner today by visiting wretched.org/donate, or you can text the word wretched to 44321. That's wretched.org/donate, or text the word wretched to the number 44321. It's simple, it's easy, and it's thrilling. So don't let the thrill of becoming a monthly Wretched Gospel Partner and reaching millions around the world with the gospel, don't let that go unchecked.
You say Edith in Romania, they say Edith.
Burdened by the hopelessness surrounding her, Edith prayed for a way to bring the gospel to Çakale. Since she started in 2008, she has discipled more than 100 children in this small village, and countless lives have been changed.
If you have never been to Romania, permit me to draw the picture. Think poor, forsaken, dead town in the middle of nowhere. That is where the Tomorrow Clubs thrive. Kids clubs bringing the gospel to small villages. The kids get saved. The parents get saved. The church gets revitalized. And this is happening all over Eastern Europe, courtesy of the Tomorrow Clubs and you. $30 a month, 30 disciples. Would you please consider supporting your own Tomorrow Clubs? TomorrowClubs.org/wretched.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the apostle of our confession. An apostle is one who is sent. Jesus is the one sent from the Father and empowered by the Holy Spirit to deliver the gospel in which all Christians confess their belief. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Now, you might be saying to yourself, Friel, what's the difference between As the World Becomes an Insane Asylum and Wide World of Stories from Around the Globe? Well, I'm glad you asked. You see, there's a big difference. That's your answer right there. You see, the other stories show that the world is godless and going insane. These stories show that the world is just godless and going insane. But trust me, there is a difference. Let's span the globe. Shall we? In Egypt, don't know if you know this, they are Coptic Christians predominantly. Why? Because Muslims do not discriminate against Christian religions. They're kidnapping girls. A lot. Christian women in Egypt face an epidemic of kidnapping, rape, beatings, and torture. The attacks vary. Some happen randomly. When a vulnerable female is spotted walking alone on a sidewalk, for instance. How nice. Others are plotted by Islamist consortiums who pay kidnappers as much as $3,000 per girl. The assailants rape the victims, hold them in captivity, then demand the terrified young women convert to Islam, often violently abusing them until they surrender. Right now, this is happening. Right now, this is going on. Have you been praying for your brothers and sisters overseas? Again, Islam does not discriminate. Coptic, evangelical, makes no difference to them. Besides, these are human beings. This is happening too. Common mostly in little villages because in the bigger cities, it's a little bit more difficult, apparently. But it is going on in Egypt. In the meantime, in Great Britain, you can look forward to celebrating Easter with your Cadbury eggs that you bought because you watched a commercial that featured a same-sex kiss. Well, that's cool because, after all, that's what Easter is. Oh, it ain't about bunnies. And it ain't about same-sex kisses. Nevertheless, it's a one-minute commercial. 6 seconds. I'm sorry. I'll describe it just based on what the article writes in ChristianPost.com. In a show of affection, the couple uses their lips and tongue to exchange the context of a cream egg. People have commented, if that were a boy and girl, it should be kicked off the airwaves because of its nature. But not when it's two fellas to sell Easter eggs. Cool. Our holiday. This is why I'm telling you. I know that I probably haven't persuaded you, but I would just prefer that the world stop latching onto Christian holidays. Stop it. I don't want Santa Claus. And with all due respect to the Cadbury Egg Company, I don't need a cream egg for Easter. It's trite, to say the least. Why do we want the world to celebrate our holidays? In Canada, oh, this is interesting. Yikes, I had to look at where the commas were on this one. In Canada, do you know what the fine is for opening up a church for religious services or gatherings? This is not the James Coates story. This is a different story. This is Trinity Bible Chapel in Breslau, Ontario. James Coates, I believe, is in Edmonton. They remained open, citing the biblical mandate that believers must gather together, as well as pointing out that forcing the church to close violates religious freedoms protected in Canadian law. Jimmy, do you know what the fine could be if they disobey the government?
$10,000.
Oh, you're forgetting two zeros.
What?
Yeah, I know. Look at this. I know I'm not good at math. It's $10 million right here.
Good.
The church's elders and pastors now face fines of up to $100,000 and a year in jail. Cool. With the church itself facing a potential $10 million fine. Who's playing? They're not. $10 million, church, and pastors going to jail. Please get used to the idea. Because should it happen to your pastor, don't think that he was a bad guy. He was trying to uphold biblical commands. And by the way, this is fascinating. I was listening to Owen Strand talk about this. I think we shared the parallel between London and England in the 1660s. When you think Puritans, think dissenter, that the Church of England didn't like these evangelical Bible preachers who were preaching against what they believed were their doctrines. So they shut them down. Think John Bunyan. Think writing Pilgrim's Progress while in prison. That's what was going on. Do you know that there was also a plague at the time? I mean, undeniably, you can debate the COVID thing if you want, but this was no debate over this. People dropping. And yet, there were some Puritans. I can't think of their names. I've heard of them, but I can't think of their names, that they decided, well, we've got to go preach. We had the saints need preaching, so we're just going to go do it. Violating the government, which said, you can't do it because of the plague. You can't assemble. Too dangerous. And they did it anyway. And they went to jail. This is not new. And we do well to go read how Christians dealt with these issues in the past. They're not infallible, but they can indeed be instructive because it's happened before. So right now we have a pastor. As I stand here, we have a pastor in Edmonton who was put in jail, in handcuffs, no less. And my understanding is his family can't visit. I think 2 days ago they gave him a bar of soap. How nice for the pastor. Said, you can't go. We won't release you because we don't want you preaching. That's Canada. It's 2021. Is there anything new under the sun? Answer, no. No, there's not. And as long as we're talking about canceling D. James Kennedy Ministries, they decided to say vamoose to Lifetime. Apparently, D. James Kennedy's ministry, they were airing shows on the Lifetime Network, but Lifetime said, we don't really like the programs. That abortion special, no, we don't like that science thing you're presenting because we believe in science and we don't like you science deniers. So your scientific approach to the abortion thing, we don't really care to air it again. They wouldn't air a special on George Soros. They even refused a special on the life of George Washington because he's very contentious these days. So the ministries of Coral Ridge, is that what they're still called? D. James Kennedy Ministries? It's Coral Ridge Church. But this is D. James Kennedy Ministries. They've decided, well, then we'll take our money elsewhere. So in other words, another form of canceling. In the meantime, the Pope, he's going to have himself a little interfaith prayer service at the birthplace of Abraham. Ur is the location. I always get the Iran and Iraq thing confused, don't you? That's basically where he was, over there. That's where Father Abraham comes from, by the way. Did you know that? Maybe there will be someone who will say, said the Pope, this is religious relativism and it cannot be done. Actually, I wouldn't call it relativism as much as ecumenism, and it shouldn't be done. But thanks for playing the game. Francis said in the homily at the time, but how can we not pray to the Father of us all? Well, because your supposition is wrong. We don't have the same Father as either Muslims or Jewish people. Jewish people, we have the same Father. No. No, we don't. Because Jews don't have Jesus. You don't have Jesus, you don't have the Father. Jesus settled this debate for us. The Pope revealing what is true of Roman Catholicism, that they are very ecumenical and they do believe that other faiths have the access to heaven that they do, just not as good. The Pope, each one prays as they know how, as they are able to. We are not praying one against the other, one tradition against another, but as brothers. That is a reminder that the religion of Roman Catholicism for years, this is enshrined in their catechism. And I know right now, even as I speak, there are some Roman Catholics who are listening and saying, no, that's not true. Please go read your catechism and you will see that Roman Catholics believe that Muslims can go to heaven and that they've got a good shot at it. In fact, they're near the top of the list of people who have a shot at it because they believe in the same Father, that is not what Jesus said. He did not allow for it. In the meantime, Jeremiah Johnson, not Robert Redford. I think that was Jeremiah Johnson. Wasn't that the name of that movie?
I don't remember.
I was a little unbelieving kid, and I thought that was a weird-looking movie. Jeremiah Johnson. I think so. Is this Phil Johnson's son? Could it pop? No, that's not it. Jeremiah Johnson, he's the fellow who predicted that Donald Trump would win a second term repeatedly and over again. He's decided, get ready for this, he's suspending his online ministry because of the inaccuracy in prophesying a Trump second term. So what is he doing? Taking a timeout. Why is he taking a timeout? Not because of his failed prophecy. Quote, I was recently visited by the Lord in a significant way about the future of the prophetic ministry that he has given to me. And after prayer, he told me to suspend ministry activities. Moral to the story, somebody didn't learn his lesson. And by the way, this fellow, for his repeated failed prophecies, he shouldn't need for his ministry to take a time out. He should be timed out. Nobody should listen to him in the future. And he should simply be grateful that we aren't living in the Old Testament. That would have been painful. Until tomorrow. See, I told you there was a difference. Go serve your king.